Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Never Hillary. That has got to be the campaign rallying cry for every conservative, every Christian, every Republican coming up to this November 2016 presidential election. Never Hillary, or better said, never Shrillery, as we like to call her here at Feet to the Fire. Donald Trump has got to win, as I've said so often, and I want to point out now that the Democrats are becoming completely unhinged, and it's a sign that they are nervous and that they are concerned with how well Trump is doing and with the reality. They're facing the facts that it's very likely Trump is going to win. You can tell when they're scared. You can tell when they are worried about a campaign and an election. You can tell when they are worried about losing because they start to come off the rails in the stuff that they are saying. And I got to go right to Obama's press conference from yesterday and the absurd things that he said. You know, I was reading about this, and I'll get a lot of this from the Drudge Report, and it takes you to some other websites. So use drudgereport.com. If you don't go to that website that often, use it. It's got all the top headlines. But I clicked on this and started reading, and I was thinking to myself, has a sitting president ever said anything like this about any of the presidential candidates, particularly one of the two candidates from one of the two major parties? It's absurd. This is Obama yesterday in a press conference speaking about Donald Trump. And he said this, I'm reading from ABC News. He said, Donald Trump is, quote, unfit to serve as president. And then he continues on, referencing this whole issue with Khazir Khan and the Gold Star family, the father and mother of the Muslim soldier that died in the Iraq War. He said that Donald Trump is woefully unprepared to do this job. Now, mind you, I want to point out that this press conference was being done with the Prime Minister of Singapore. So he's doing a press conference with a foreign leader, a foreign diplomat, and he's slamming one of our major party candidates who may very well be the next president. It's just really low quality, undignified, and unbecoming, actually, for the US president. But let me emphasize even more what Obama was pointing out and what he was saying that's so odd to hear from a sitting president. Here's Obama. Quote, there has to come a point at which you say enough. The question that I think that they have to ask themselves is, and the they is the Republicans, the Republican Party. The question that I think that they have to ask themselves is, if you are repeatedly having to say in very strong terms that what Trump has said is unacceptable, why are you still endorsing him? What does this say about your party that this is your standard bearer? So he's basically saying to the Republican Party, really, guys, come on, you have to abandon this candidate. Just, hey, Republican Party, GOP, dump your candidate. He's completely unfit to be president, and you guys have to walk away. He's calling on Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, all these party leaders to dump Trump. He goes on, this isn't a situation where you have episodic gaffe. This is daily and weekly where they are distancing themselves from statements he's making. So again, to paint the picture of how bizarre this is, you have a sitting president in a press conference with a foreign diplomat saying one of the candidates in our free election, which has nothing to do with foreign diplomats, and honestly, about which a sitting president should not be making such radical divisive comments. You have a sitting president saying, yeah, basically this guy should not get elected. The Republicans need to get rid of him. And if he gets elected, you can't even respect him as president. He's going to be completely worthless. I mean, he might become president. How, you know, against our own elective system does Obama sound right now saying these remarks in a press conference with a foreign diplomat? So, but let's take Obama at what he said. Trump is unfit to serve as president. Let's look at things that Obama has done. This just released by the Wall Street Journal. This is an article, I believe, from yesterday. And it says this. I'm just going to read from the Wall Street Journal. The Obama administration secretly organized an airlift of $400 million worth of cash to Iran that coincided with the January release of four Americans detained in Tehran, according to U.S. and European officials and congressional staff briefed on the operation afterwards. So can I break that down? We basically paid a terrorist nation of Iran money in exchange for U.S. citizens. Do you understand what I just said? We paid for hostages to Iran, essentially is what happened. Now, obviously, the Obama administration is denying that and explaining it a different way and saying the two had nothing to do with each other. But this just coming out, I mean, this is the fundamental opposite of what Reagan did in 1980 when they had hostages. And the day of his inauguration, or the day after, I can't remember exactly, Iran released the hostages that they had under Carter's administration because Reagan said, no way, we will never pay for hostages. We will get them back if necessary by force. But we never make treaties and compromise with terrorists and dictators. So Obama's sitting there saying Trump's unfit, yet he is sending money to our basically sworn enemy of Iran, with whom he also signed a nuclear deal and peace treaty just this last year. Listen, I'm going to continue reading in the Wall Street Journal, and you tell me who's unfit for president. Wooden pallets stacked with euros, Swiss francs, and other currencies were flown into Iran on an unmarked cargo plane, according to these officials. U.S. procured the money from the central banks in the Netherlands and Switzerland. The money represented the first installment of a $1.7 billion settlement the Obama administration reached with Iran to resolve a decades-old dispute. So we're sending $1.7 billion to a terrorist nation, Iran, a volatile nation that wants to wipe Israel and us off the map, paying ransom money to a terrorist nation, and yet Trump is the one who's unfit to be president. How about this? Came out last April, WND, World Net Daily, that under Obama's administration, the military is now allowing soldiers and officers who are Muslim to wear turbans, keep long hair, and keep their long Muslim beards. In the U.S. military, they're now allowed to wear Islamic garb. This is insane. This is insane. This is the Obama administration. Who's unfit to be president? Or how about this next story from yesterday on numbersusa.com? Great website. The title of the article, Obama Administration Grants Temporary Amnesty to Syrians in the U.S. Illegally. Reading from the article, the Obama administration is granting temporary protected status to Syrians who are currently living in the U.S. illegally. Under this program, the over 8,000 Syrians who illegally crossed the U.S. border or overstayed their visas can stay in the U.S. for another 18 months and gain access to work permits and other legal documents. This guy is flooding our country with illegals from radical Muslim nations that want to destroy us with no idea who they are or what their purpose is, most of whom, if not the majority, are all Islamic. What about the Christians that are being butchered and targeted, refugees from those Muslim nations? Are we welcoming them? But no, we have people illegally overstaying their visas, crossing the border, and Obama administration is granting them amnesty to the detriment of our own welfare. Give me a break. Who is unfit for the presidency? And with regard to this Trump and Khan feud, the fact is they marched this guy, Khazir Khan, out to the Democratic convention simply to attack Trump. That was the whole point. He made snide remarks, Trump, Donald Trump, have you ever read the Constitution? Have you ever made any sacrifices for your country? And they're using this guy, exploiting him and the death of his son to say, see what Muslims do for America and see how evil Donald Trump is for saying that we shouldn't be allowing all these refugees in and all these immigrants in from radical Muslim nations. And Trump fired back, made a great point, noted that the wife was standing there with head covering silent, which speaks of the lack of respect for women in Islam and in Muslim communities. Trump pointed it out. Nothing wrong with that. And where are all the feminists advocating for women's rights when she's just standing there covered like that? It's not consistent with our American culture for women to be presented that way in public. And Trump merely defended himself and has made a statement along with Pence that that son who died is a hero. And we consider him that. But the fact of the matter is this whole debate has to do with radical terrorism, Islamic terrorism, and the fact that we are being attacked and murdered in our communities, in our streets, in our nations in the West, and it has to be stopped. That's the issue. And marching up a father of a deceased soldier does not then negate the fact that Trump and the conservatives and the Republicans and the political right in this country are absolutely correct in saying we need to stop radical terrorism and put a halt to all of the immigration from violent nations. They just brought this guy out to attack Trump, and now you hear John McCain, senator, moderate, might as well not even be a Republican, coming out and criticizing Trump, giving more ammunition to the left, and the left demanding that Republican leaders, again, like Ryan and McConnell, come out and denounce Trump and withdraw their endorsement. Absolutely not. Trump's defending himself, he's being attacked, and the media is complicit in this. False attacks that have nothing to do with the argument. Again, we support this hero who died, but the fact is the immigration from these nations needs to be halted and terrorism needs to be stopped, and that's the point Trump is making. Completely accurate and completely justified in his comments. And by the way, this whole thing with Trump needs to tone down his rhetoric and called Hillary the devil, colloquialism. How about this? On Monday, CNN's Fareed Zakaria, who is a far-left liberal Islamic commentator on CNN, called Donald Trump a bull SH word artist. I'm not going to use the curse word there. And compared him to a car salesman, basically calling him a liar. And that's a slap at all the hardworking car salesmen in this country. A feel for them. What a condescending remark from Fareed Zakaria. And then he compared him to Adolf Hitler. So tell me, who's using the wild rhetoric? And the media is all ready to criticize Donald Trump for using, like I said, just a colloquialism. Bernie Sanders made a deal with the devil. She's the devil. Passing, joking comment. A stinging comment, I'll admit that. And yet, media personalities can get all over the news, call Trump Hitler and a car salesman and a BS artist, and nobody has any word to say about it. No, it's Trump the ones who's got to tone down the rhetoric. How about the media has to tone down its rhetoric and stop creating all of these narratives to attack and disparage and tear down the Republican candidate? And included with the media is our very own president of the United States, who is making radical, extreme comments in press conferences in front of a watching world. Basically, understand this, folks, disparaging the democratic system we have in this country. Hey, Obama and the media and the left better get this and get it real fast. If Trump wins, Trump's the president, and that makes him fit to be president, and he's going to fill that Oval Office, and this country needs to stand by its president. This is insane, and they are unraveling because you know what? They're going to lose, and they can feel it. That's why you see Zakaria going on CNN making these extreme comments, Obama making these extreme comments. They're coming apart at the seams because they're grasping at everything they can to attack because they know they're going to lose. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. Hillary's not doing well. Trump's on his way to victory. Trump is justified still in all of his positions and platform issues and statements. And when you see these wild comments from the Democrats, it's giving you one clear clue that they are on the fast track to losing and they're in absolute freak out panic mode. And when that happens, watch and enjoy and hold their feet to the fire.